This is Dr. Oliver, dictated for September the 12th, 2022, on a patient by the name of Bobby Hicks. The last name is H-I-C-K-S. The first name is B-O-B-B-Y. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A forward slash A1. Period. The patient has significant nephrosclerosis and significant cardiovascular disease. He has a history of 7 stents. The underlying disease is diabetes mellitus. Patient has hypertension under control and hyperlipidemia. He has a serum creatinine of 1.1, an estimated EFR that is 65%. The blood urea nitrogen is 19. The patient doesn't have a significant proteinuria. In view of the presence of the aggressive cardiovascular disease, we have decided to add Kerendia, K-E. R-E-N-D-I-A, 10 milligrams PO daily for 3 weeks, and then increase to 20 milligrams daily. We are going to check the CMP in order to evaluate the kidney function as well as the potassium in a couple of weeks. After the patient starts taking the medication, samples were given. Following number 2, diabetes mellitus, the patient has a hemoglobin A1C 7.8. Unfortunately, this patient is not a candidate for SGLT2 because of the tendency to develop urinary tract infection. I have to state that the patient is no longer taking Rybelsus because he was covered by the insurance. Following number, coronary artery disease that is followed by Dr. Parnassa on regular basis. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. Following number. Arterial hypertension that is under control. The patient weighs to 194 pounds, 4 pounds lighter than the last visit. And the blood pressure today, 136 over 73. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without any symptoms at the present time. Following number, osteoarthritis that is polyarticular. That is treated by the rheumatologist with the administration of steroids when needed. The patient is aware of the need to avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatories in order to prevent deterioration of the kidney function. Following number, a remote history of gout, the the uric acid is within a normal range. The patient was given a prescription. The patient was given an order for a BNP in 2 weeks in order to evaluate the kidney function as well as the potassium after the administration of Kerendia, period. We are going to reevaluate the case in about 3 months with laboratory workup. Period, we invested 8 minutes reviewing the lab and the past history. In the face-to-face, we invested 25 minutes. The patient was explained about the new medication and the side effects, and the benefits associated to the new medication. And in the documentation, we spent 6 minutes.